Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy Wirtz in for Mitch Thunder Nellis, joined by Mason Crosby, of course, on his own show. Packers, Dallas tie 40-40, which, do you know the last time that there was a tie of over 40 points, Mason?
I don't.
Mitch Nellis was born 1964. Boston Patriots.
Nice.
I don't think Mitch Nellis was alive, but just had to throw him some shade because I know he's listening. Joining us now on the fan guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. You can follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company, for all his great work. It is Dusty Evely joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Dusty, I think you got to unmute yourself. Oh, yeah, you're all over it. Okay, how we doing, Dusty?
I'm doing good. I'm doing bad and good, I guess.
Overall,
that's
well.
What a tie does. Yes.
Indifferent the entire time, yes.
A tie is like Scottie Scheffler and just unfulfilled.
Yes, exactly. That's what it feels like.
That's what a tie feels like.
Dusty, yesterday, yeah. Packers tie 40-40. Where's your brain go first in that one?
The way it ends. I mean, there's the missteps all along the way. I've got some thoughts on defense, but I mean, the way it ends as far as like the time management stuff, that to me feels like LaFleur has done that occasionally where feels like he tries to get too cute with some of the time management stuff and it ends up biting him. So, I mean, it's hard to go anywhere else other than that, which stinks because, I mean, there's great performance on the offensive side of the ball, some really cool stuff they put out there. So I hate that that's where my first thought goes is that's bungled time management. They were lucky to tie it. So it stinks that's the way it went down. It feels like you can push that in that situation pretty easily, and they just did not.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And Dusty, I know you break down the film and you look at all the stuff. I was just looking, and it's, Micah Parsons had a 94.2 grade, defensive grade, highest graded player in the NFL, 10 pressures, 1 sack, 3 QB hits. So honestly, it was like at times I was like, okay, is he disrupting? Is he doing what, you know? And then you look at his numbers and it's like, yes, yeah. the guy was involved. He was playing. He had a great game. But like when you just look at that defense in general, to give up 40 points after they've been just so stellar, what on film sticks out that makes you just kind of scratch your head from a game like this?
Yeah, I mean it is. I mean they were living those first 3 weeks. They were living kind of I don't want to say on the razor's edge, but they didn't really do a whole lot differently. It was just like the pressure stuff. What Halfley had been doing, like end of last year, he leaned so much into like a lot of the sim pressure stuff and getting guys to the line and faking blitz and dropping guys. And there was some of that, but they were able to rely so much on just, listen, you get up to the line, fake a little bit, and then you drop back in a spot drop zone. We're going to play too high behind it. Maybe mix up the back end a little bit, some cover three, some of that stuff a little bit as well. And the rush is going to be so good that it's not going to matter. And in this game, I mean, not to take anything away from, not to place any blame anywhere else, I guess, but Dak played a tremendous game. And I think he did a really good job at taking what they gave him, because it really was just, we're going to put 4, we're going to bring 5 sometimes, and we're going to drop in that spot drop zone. And Dak was able to take what they gave him. He took underneath stuff when it was there. If he wasn't pressured right away, he went downfield. Like, Dak played a very good game. But really, to me, that was the big difference in this game, was they didn't do a whole lot differently defensively. It was just they played a lot of the same stuff. But when you're playing that spot drop zone, if you're not getting pressure within, like, you know, 2.7 seconds, whatever you're going to do, you can get picked apart. And that's exactly what happened. They weren't getting pressure. Dak took what they gave him. He took the shots when they were available. He played a good game, and the pressure just was not consistent enough, I think, to make them pay for that.
I have a question for you, Dusty, in relation to the defense here now, too. I kind of pointed at Edgerrin Cooper a lot, it felt like, during that game, because maybe now I think that through the last 2 weeks, because he's played phenomenal, like, Quay Walker is outplaying Edgerrin Cooper right now, it feels like, at least from an eye test standpoint. But it feels like, it felt like yesterday, at least, like, he was just a little off in his game. And, you know, they kept pointing it out. When you say, hey, taking what they give them, like, he would always make, they were looking at him, right? Wherever he's committing, they're going the opposite way the entire day. And I wonder if it was just he happens to be the victim of that scheme and game plan against him, or it's something that he was doing. You know, we saw last year a little bit. Sometimes he can get a little excited, gets a little over-aggressive on plays because he's such a freak athlete. But it feels like over the last 2 weeks now, they're kind of picking on him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that. He had the big one. I know they pointed out during the broadcast, like the one in the middle. I can't remember who it was that caught that. That just, Dak kind of looked him off. But I mean, that's, again, that's, I don't put that on Cooper so much as, like, that's the danger of playing spot drop zone. You're reading eyes, and Cooper kind of broke, and Dak manipulated him out of that. And that's one of the issues you run into there. He had a big, I think it was an overtime or late in the fourth quarter, shot through the gap. I mean, beautifully timed right through the gap, and then just missed a tackle in the backfield. I think ended up going for 9 yards. So he'd, I mean, I think he is still, like, an impact player, but that's one thing I'm trying to keep in mind, dude. It's a second year. I think there are going to be mistakes. I think he was way more good than bad in this game, but there were certainly sometimes he was not necessarily where he was supposed to be. And there was one, there was, like, the big Pickens one down the sideline.
Yeah,
looked like a cover two hole shot. Cooper was, like, playing the edge on that, and they drop into, like, this weird invert cover two, and then he's got to get depth under Pickens. And I thought he did a good job, and that's another one that if the pressure gets there in time, like, you're not even thinking about it. But the pressure did not get there in time. Cooper was not able to get enough depth on Pickens. So, like, he has missed some stuff. They're asking him to do a ton, and sometimes he's not quite getting to those spots. There's a quote from, man, I'm blanking on the dude's name. It was in the Dr. Z book, where it was like the you know, you've got all this stuff on the chalkboard, but sometimes the chalk can't get there fast enough on the field. Mm-hmm. And that feels like what has happened a couple times with Cooper, which is they're putting him in these positions, trying to get there. A lot of times he gets there. Sometimes, like, he just can't quite get there fast enough.
Yeah, for sure. We got Dusty Evely joining the Mason Crosby Show and just breaking down this tie, disgusting tie that happened last night. But, I mean, the Packers offense was able to score 40. And I, you know, that was kind of all week last week. I'm just like, they have to get over 30 points. Like, they're just going to, this is that game where they can do that. So you can, you know, it's like, I still want to look at the offense and say, like, what could they have done better? But it's just like, yeah, maybe run the ball a little more efficiently. But Emmanuel Wilson, when he came in, when Jacobs, you know, had to, you know, get a spell, like, what did he average? I mean, he was averaging, like, 8 yards a carry, something like that. I mean,
yeah, I didn't see what
he
ended up with on the
day. He had a great night. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought they did a lot of really good things. It just felt like they'd get out of rhythm at times, right? It was like as soon as it was going, and then there'd be a goofy penalty, or, you know, they just got out of rhythm at the wrong times to not just, like, get that grasp back on this game. And like you said, I think if you play this Dallas Cowboys team in Lambeau Field last night, You beat them 34-10. I mean, I just mm-hmm. I do mm-hmm. I truly believe that Dak, just with the crowd and, like, being at home and how they play there in that stadium, he was, you know, able to give signals. He was, you know, changing plays. I mean, how many times did they change the run plays? Like Tommy was saying, where, you know, they would just, he put his hands behind his back, he changed the play, and they'd go the opposite direction. So they were able to adjust a lot more. And yeah, so I mean, after watching that game, it's a tie. Like, mm-hmm. do you have more concerns, or are you just gonna, like, take this one with a grain of salt?
I'm kind of taking it with a grain of salt, just because it is some of the, like, the pass rush was so good through those first few weeks. And part of that is, you know, we got the byes coming up. we'll see what happens there. Devontae Wyatt, I think when Wyatt went out, like that was kind of a fairly big turning point. I think some of the guys on the field just got gassed. I think they're out there a little more than they wanted to in the second half there. But pass rush was so good. And like if they played this exact defense and the pass rush was slightly better, like I don't think we're talking about any issues. So it's kind of one of those, how real is this? Obviously Parsons, you know, went out for a little bit. I think he had the back thing, but then they thought it was a concussion as they took him in, and like by the time he got back out there was a touchdown scored. And so how much does that factor in? Like he played a good game. I thought, you know, LVN had some good plays, Gary had some good games. So if that pass rush is just the tiniest bit better, I mean, and I will say just slightly concerned in that the Cowboys were always also missing guys on the offensive line, and so they couldn't take advantage of that. But you're also not playing Dak every week. You know, they come out of the bye and play what, the Bengals. So it is going to be, I think, for me, one of those things like, how good is this pass rush consistently? Can they be good against some of the best teams? Because that's, I mean, that's been the issue so far, right? I mean, the offensive line has had trouble holding up against good defensive lines. And what are they going to run up into when they face the Eagles, who has a good defensive line, a good offensive line? So this feels like a team beat up on the guys that are less talented. I think scheme is good on both sides of the ball. I like that. But when you come up against an uber talented team and they got a couple on the back stretch here, how's that going to look? Like, so I don't know where we're getting answers right away. So I'd say concern level slightly raised, but I still think it's a good team.
Dusty, talking about the trenches a little bit, the run blocking has just been atrocious, it feels like, for Green Bay through 4 weeks here into the season. Do you think that the Packers now have a decision to make to give the keys to the Ferrari to Jordan Love after his play now through 4 weeks? Because yesterday I thought he balled out, and he, you know, he has one super terrible, awful interception on the year and the super terrible, awful fumble yesterday. But other than that, I mean, the guy, what more do you want from the guy right now through four games? And he's the reason why this offense seems to be moving at times during this year. I'm encouraged by Jordan Love's play, but we played a clip earlier in the last segment. It just sounds like the keys aren't ready to be handed over quite yet to him.
Brother, you're speaking my language. I've been all offseason, I've been preaching like this is a team, the way they're constructed, the way they look, and that was like offensive line, that was pre-injury, but I think it still holds now. This is a team that's built to be run out of 11 personnel, go up-tempo, pass, like not like speed, but you're get up to the line, you're finding your mismatches. When you got a guy, I mean, you got a guy like Tucker Kraft who can block and can run a route, you got a guy like Josh Jacobs who's a big dude who can catch a pass out of the backfield, who can run, those are huge mismatches. So hunt your mismatches, go 11 personnel, you got those two guys on the field, you go no huddle, you got your three wide receivers out there, you got speed. I think you can run anything you want out of that. So I think this is a team that seems constructed to be 11 personnel, no huddle. And it's easy for me to say that. I'm not out there running no huddle all the time. But they're not, like they've been, and I know they leaned, I charted this, so I was looking it up. They went 11 personnel, 57, I'm sorry, like 55% in the first half and 67 in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. Like they leaned into that, but that is like how much of that was who they were playing, all of that stuff. But this does feel like to me a team that right now, and that's with the offensive line as currently constructed, with all the injuries, if you want to get the ball out fast, if you want to try to run, if you've got Kraft on the inside that you can block with him, you got Jacobs who can make his own room, you can get just enough wedges, and you got guys who can win on the outside. If you go into huddle 11, that feels like how this team's constructed. All the 12 personnel and condensed formation, man, I get it. I love it. But right now, I don't know if that's the best way for this team to operate on offense.
Yeah, it's I've always wondered that with Coach LaFleur. You know, we went from, you know, McCarthy, and it was like, as many shots at points as you can get, right? It was just like, that's why I was like, we kick long field goals. We do, you know, it's just, if you have a chance to score points, we're going to try to score. We're going to be up tempo. We're going to move the ball as quickly as possible. And LaFleur is, I almost thought he might be similar in that. And then he gets to Green Bay and he's a slow it down kind of, you know, chess match, move guys around, do all the stuff. So he might have to look at a little bit of an adjustment with the guys that he has. And then if this O-line keeps, you know, kind of getting banged up and they don't have cohesiveness, you got to run at teams. You just got to go and put the pressure on them. I totally agree with that. My question, I sent this to text to Tommy and Mitch last night. Like, what do you think of Elgton Jenkins, like, with his head between his legs, like on his snaps? Like, I like, you don't see other centers in the NFL. Like, they'll like look, and then they bring their heads up, and they fire the snap with their head, like seeing what they're going to block. Like, why is that going on? Is it because like he's not, you know, doesn't feel confident snapping the ball? Like, I just feel like that's a huge disadvantage. And, you know, he did get cross-faced a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were taking advantage of him with his head down.
Yeah, I mean, especially the way defense is played nowadays, where like there are so many games up front, there are so many guys trying to mess up the center, that it feels like you need to have that. And I've not gone back. I was going to do that, and I haven't had a chance to do that yet. Did he do that in the first 2 weeks? Did he do that at home, or is that like a silent count thing? Like, I'm not entirely sure.
Because
I'm
guessing in Dallas.
Yeah, he probably did not do that at home. I don't know if he did that in Cleveland. I wasn't paying attention, so I am curious if that is on the road thing. I mean, he has struggled a bit. I do wonder if that's a part of it. That's something it feels like they've got to clean up. And I mean, that was, you know, off season. Obviously, he was not there for a bit. He missed practice. He's had injuries. Like, maybe that's something he doesn't feel comfortable yet. They can work on over the bye. I'm not sure. But that is, again, like, that's something that teams are going to like just cross dog blitz him like crazy, right? Like,
yeah,
you get a guy crossing his face, he's already you're half a beat late if you've got your head down. So I don't love it, and I've not tracked to see if he's done that all season, but be curious to see if he's done that, if he did that in Cleveland as well.
All right, Dusty, I got one more for you, and then we're gonna go to break. But just now looking at the landscape of the NFC North, of the NFC, after these last 2 weeks, you know, where do you put this Packers team at the moment? You know, coming off of that, obviously records on paper, all those things. Where do you put them? You know, as far as NFC competitor, or I guess contenders at this moment, from what they were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, they feel like they're still behind Eagles. I mean, as far as like just the Eagles have been some kind of black magic team this year.
I feel like Eagles in that overtime would have gotten down to the 1 yard line and run a tush push to win the game. like when I'm watching like that drive, I'm just like, if this is the Eagles, they would have figured out a way just to get in a favorable spot so they could have just QB sneaked it in the end zone.
Well, and the Lions too, to some extent. I mean, that's somewhat of a mentality thing. When I mentioned being too cute, that is I understand LaFleur trying to like do this. I want to do it. I'm trying to score a touchdown, but at the same time, I don't want to give them too much time, because then if we do kick the field goal, then they got a chance to win it, and they got a good kicker. Like, at some point, you got to say, listen, man, we're winning with our offense.
Yeah.
Like, and I do feel like there's a mentality to that with some other teams that maybe LaFleur is not quite embraced all the time. But I mean, yeah, I think right now, I'm looking at them, like, I think the Rams have been playing really good. I still put them in like the Packers in the upper tier, I think. And it is, I mean, we're four games in. I am very curious to see how they come out of the bye. Those few weeks out of the bye, I'm very curious. But they've got all the talent in the world. It feels like they need a couple tweaks to get there. And I mean, before the Parsons trade, this was a team that was, I don't think they're there this year. Like, I think they're still a little light on talent. There's some depth stuff, the defensive line you're not sure of. And so if they're not quite in the upper tier, like, I don't think that's crazy, but the way they played those first 2 weeks, right now I've still got them up there, if like a tick below kind of the Eagles and Rams and how they've been playing. But I'm curious to see if they make any tweaks out of the bye before I'm ready to say a whole lot for the rest of the season.
The one and only Dusty Evely joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. I'll be in touch with you for other Mondays we got coming up here too. Love to have Dusty on here as much as we can. Dusty, what do you got in the works right now? People can go check out, see your stuff.
I know, man. Got to go through the rest of the film. Gonna over on Acme Packing Company. I'll have some stuff. Usually, write about the passing game. I'll have something on, I think, that Matthew Golden blow up wide receiver screen at the end there. There's a couple things that inform that. So I don't know. Figure that out and figure stuff out by the bye. But it'll be over on Acme Packing.
Hopefully, he stops like trying to do spin moves too. Like, maybe a week away from spin moves. Like, also, like, can we just get someone meaningless to return punts, please? Like, I just like 52 man roster.
Meaningless. See, like, this exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You want special teams to be great, but you don't want to put starters out there.
You know
there.
What I want? I want Malik Heath, who doesn't have a single offensive play drawn up for him, to go out there, wave his hand, catch the ball, move on. Yeah.
Like, I thought you weren't going to get fired up today,
no,
Tommy.
Now I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed.
You did this, Dusty.
Yes.
You did this.
Just meaningless.
I apologize.
Dusty, have a good rest of your day, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
You as well. Thanks, fellas. Good to see
you. Thanks, Dusty.
There he is. Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. Let's talk a little bit about overtime on the other side. All right, Mace?
Yes, sir.
It's the Mace and Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.